Welcome to 92.3 FM, where we invite you to delve deeper into the biblical understanding of common themes found throughout the Bible. Join us for a journey of discovery as we explore Bible mysteries unraveled, guided by the insightful teachings of author Dr. Charles Pelagy.
Hello, this is Dr. Charles Pelagy coming to you from Atherton in Queensland. Session 8, The Bride of Christ Continued. My purpose is to encourage everyone to mature in Christ. In the previous session, we discovered that the pregnant woman described in Revelation chapter 12 is shining with the glory of the sun, S-U-N, shining with sun glory. Her glory is the same as that of the perfected church which the Apostle Paul foresaw, a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. Paul never saw this church come to fruition in his lifetime, but here she is described in all her final glory in Revelation chapter 12. In chapter 11, I highlighted a group of people in the outer court who were not to be numbered by the angel. What is the outer court? I shall explain that in a couple of minutes. These people were not numbered because the destiny of this outer court residue, by the will of God, mind you, is to be handed over to the Antichrist to be tested whether they will continue to abide in their Christian faith under very extreme pressures. Handed over to the Antichrist? Did you hear that? By the will of God? Surely not. These people are Christians, aren't they? But you'd better believe it, because that's what the Word of God says. But I've never heard this before, you say. Of course not. The churches are reluctant to teach it. They don't want you to be afraid. But if you don't have a reverent fear towards the Word of God now, where will you be when you face Him on Judgment Day? So it's better to listen now while there is grace and things are still easy. Since you now know, you can prepare yourself so that it won't happen to you. So continue to listen carefully and hear the podcast again if you missed something. The dragon was furious with the woman, the glorious woman shining with the sun in Revelation 12:1, and went on to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And he, the dragon, opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all races and nations. Revelation chapter 13 verses 6 to 7. I certainly wouldn't want to be numbered amongst them, would you? I'm glad that my faith is being tested now and not later. The outer court probably means nothing to you. It's temple jargon. So let's take a journey back to the time of Moses in the book of Exodus. God promised Moses that he would take the Israelites to a land of milk and honey, where they would be able to rest and worship the one true God. About 3 million Israelites, which included 600,000 males fit for war, marched triumphantly out of Egypt, carrying with them many gifts the Egyptians were glad to give just to see their backs. Using the miraculous 10 plagues, God had just set them free from hundreds of years of hard bondage in Egypt under a series of ruthless pharaohs. The incumbent pharaoh did not let them go willingly. After all, the Hebrews had built his treasure cities under forced labor, and now he would have to search for a new lot of slaves. After crossing the sea on their way to the promised land, the Hebrews camped at Mount Horeb in Midian in current-day Arabia. Here, God came down on the mountain with fire smoke and loud trumpet blasts to meet with them. Apart from Moses, everybody else was terrified. Along with the Ten Commandments came a complex set of rules on how to worship God. At the very root of their worship was the necessity of offering an innocent animal on the altar in a tabernacle they still had to build. As the scriptures say, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. This requirement of shedding blood was first instituted when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. God clothed them with the skins of freshly slain animals before they were expelled into a cursed world. Moses had to build a tabernacle exactly to God's specifications. Once completed, no one was to enter the tabernacle unsanctified or touch the ark of God on the penalty of death. The tabernacle was most holy. Bible scholars have discovered that the various compartments inside the tent, the function and measures in cubits, were a sequential timetable for world history set in code waiting to be revealed towards the end of time. Wherever the tabernacle was set up, its entrance always had to face east, the direction of the rising sun. This was a clue that it was a timepiece, much like a sundial, except that it provided a measure of epochs in years, not hours and minutes. The outer perimeter of the tabernacle had a rectangular layout and was separated from the people with a curtain of fine white linen about 7.5 feet high. It was to be set up or moved on whenever God signaled them by way of a tornado-like cloud that was fiery during the night. Pitched within the open area was the so-called tent of the tabernacle proper, housing the holy place and the most holy place, which contained the ark and the mercy seat with the cherubim. Blood was shed in the open or outer compound. Placed in this outer court was also an altar for burnt offerings. This outer court, in addition, contained a laver for washing. And I quote, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, You shall make a laver and its stand of brass. You shall put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and fill it with water, for there Aaron and his sons the priests shall wash their hands and feet, that they die not." Exodus chapter 30, verses 17 to 21. Are you getting hold of the notion that the outer court was very holy to the Lord? Any Gentile entering the outer court would be killed by the temple guards. So let's consider the full significance of all this in the next session and why the people there were not to be numbered by the angel. This is Dr. Charles Pallagy signing off for now.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Bible Mysteries Unraveled series on 92.3 FM. We hope you gained a deeper understanding of the Bible. Join us next time as we continue our journey with Dr. Charles Pallagy and dive deeper into the timeless truths found within the pages of the Bible. You can reach out to Charles through his email, charles.pallagy@gmail.com.